know that God loves it when you make a plan? Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. It's day two of Crown's 10-day challenge to examine financial lessons found in the Bible and detailed in Crown's new Money Life Personal Finance Study. Jesus noted that planning before you start something is very important if you don't want to be embarrassed by a project that just can't get off the ground. In the Old Testament, Nehemiah was a man with a plan. Israel had been devastated by war, and many of its best and brightest people, like Nehemiah, now worked for foreign conquerors. The walls of Jerusalem were broken down, and that would be like leaving your doors unlocked in a dangerous neighborhood. Nehemiah used his good relationship with the king of Persia. He received resources and a leave of absence to return to Israel to help his people. But like every project, rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem had special challenges. Raids from enemies in the area caused havoc with deadly attacks. So Nehemiah made a plan for that too. The Bible records Nehemiah's strategy. From that day on, half of my servants worked on construction, while half held the spears, shields, and bows. Each builder had a sword strapped at his side while they built. Multitasking is not an American invention. Real life requires planning, whether your obstacles are financial or personal. Think about your challenges. Now consider what it might take to meet those head on. When properly done, planning allows for greater freedom, reduced stress, and more joy. And you don't have to do it alone. The people of Israel had Nehemiah to help them. Asking for help in making a good plan is a wise move. You can learn more about Nehemiah and what the Bible has to say about planning in the Money Life Personal Finance Study. And for a free copy of Get Free, Stay Free, just go to mymoneylife.org.